Chosen by a Horse, a memoir by Susan Richards. This book is dedicated with love to Allie Dorian and to my niece and nephews, Marguerite, Nate, and Evan Richards, because they fill my heart with joy. Chapter 1. It was a cold March day, and the horse paddock at the SPCA was full of mud. I stood shivering at the fence in the drizzle as my breath billowed gray mist over the top rail. In my hurry to get there, I'd left the house without a hat or gloves, grabbing only a windbreaker from its hook above the basement stairs on my way to the garage. If I had stopped to think, I would have responded, as I usually did when hearing a plea for help for animals sick and suffering at the hands of humans. I might have done nothing, or I might have sent a check. But this time, when my friend Judy called to tell me the SPCA had just confiscated 40 abused horses from a standardbred farm and needed help housing them, I ran for my jacket and jumped in the car. I don't know why this time was different. Why, in an instant, I chose to do something I'd previously avoided. I was not accustomed to going to the rescue. Mine was never the face friends saw smiling over them as they woke up in the hospital after surgery. I wasn't the one they called to drive them to get their stitches out, or to pick up the results of lab tests, or x-rays, or anything medical. I had a horror of sickness, my own or anyone else's. With such an aversion to illness, why was I standing at the fence, watching 20 emaciated brood mares with their foals stumbling?